Baez and Dylan had been lovers in the early 1960s, and they toured as friends after that, including with the Rolling Thunder Review in 1975. Jobs had the bootlegs of those concerts. When she met Jobs, Baez had a 14-year-old son, Gabriel, from her marriage to the anti-war activist David Harris. At lunch, she told Jobs she was trying to teach Gabe how to type. "You mean on a typewriter?" Jobs asked. When she said yes, he replied, "But a typewriter is antiquated." "If a typewriter is antiquated, what does that make me?" she asked. There was an awkward pause. As Baez later told me, "As soon as I said it, I realized the answer was so obvious. The question just hung in the air. I was just horrified." Much to the astonishment of the McIntosh team, Jobs burst into the office one day with Baez and showed her the prototype of the McIntosh. They were dumbfounded that he would reveal the computer to an outsider, given his obsession with secrecy, but they were even more blown away to be in the presence of Joan Baez. He gave Gabe an Apple II, and he later gave Baez a McIntosh. On visits, Jobs would show off the features he liked. He was sweet and patient, but he was so advanced in his knowledge that he had trouble teaching me, she recalled.